have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs on Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome to the boardroom. It is Josh. We just won the fucking Sweet 16. Sam is the only one on the call right now, but I want to get everyone's live reaction as they come into the podcast. I know it's usually Maddie that introduces the podcast, but holy fucking shit, we are in the Elite Eight. Sam, how are you feeling? How is Finley Dunn's?
It was, I don't have a voice. It was fucking insane. People were drunk. It would have been so depressing.
Why are you talking about the loss already?
But we didn't lose. So it was fantastic. It was probably the most stressful game that you could lead wire to wire.
Yeah, I mean, we can get into it with everyone else, but just like my emotions right now, I have a story of that I just found out from my dad while he was watching the game, but I'll tell it with everyone else. It's maybe the least fun thing that you can do if you're watching it with someone else, but I'll tell you what my dad was doing. But whatever he did, well, I'll talk about it later with everyone else because I want to hear their reactions. He wants to hear their reactions too when he listens to the podcast in the morning, but. My emotions are over the moon right now. We have an unheated pool at this rental house in Arizona, and I was pretty close to jumping in, but I feel like Saturday might do it for me if we do win.
I could use that right now. I'm sweaty.
Yeah, I bet it was really hot inside of Finley Dunes. What oh like, God. Was it shoulder to shoulder the whole time? Was there a Brad video that just came out?
He came
in with the Super Soaker. See, this is why we started the podcast early.
You got it. Not just a Super Soaker.
Oh, my God. His shirt's off. Oh, and Tusser Show. Oh, God, this is crazy. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
There was someone at Finley Dunn's like took their shirt off.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's what Finley Dunn's does. It just gets the vibes going.
FDs. And
everyone's kind of loses their emotions, loses their reactions when they get to the Elite Eight. And we are getting the live reaction of Maddie joining the podcast.
On in, everybody. As Josh tried to steal my introduction, he tried. I have very little power around these places, but the introduction, I'm just kidding. Screw it. Woo, baby. How sweet and elite it is. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I
how are you feeling? What was it like? What, just describe your feeling in one word. You press the button every single day. What are you feeling right now?
I press the button every day. I mean, I'm feeling pride right now, honestly, for my institution. I just watched the video at State Farm Center celebrating the win right there of the watch party live. Getting the double win this evening, by the way. Both basketball teams getting the win right there. Like, talk about a good day. If you watch basketball...
There's a women's, and then who else?
The men's team won. Right. Yes. To the Elite Eight, yes. So talk about a good day. Sorry, this is going to be a delirious podcast. Believe it or not, I'm stone cold sober. I just want everyone to know. I drove from the bar. I'm not driving on Saturday. Go ahead, Sam.
No, I'm stone cold sober too. Johnny, for all you know, like, could take 40 minutes.
Yeah, he did ask us when he was going to be ready. Like, when do you guys want to start the podcast?
Did someone let Johnny know that we're live right now on the air?
His name's getting to his head.
Just so that everyone's aware of the conversation.
You want to go on mute when you go to the bathroom on air? You want to just kind of
shit. Sorry,
it's fine.
This is a top 10 introduction for our Elite Eight podcast. Just so everyone's clear.
Guns off my hand.
Johnny says, when do we want a pod? 10 minutes ago, 13 minutes ago. And then I'm like, you guys tell me, you're the ones coming back from the bar and from the game. And so everyone, us three were ready. So I you would assume if he's asking, he's going straight home to come record the podcast right now, right?
Well, we know Johnny's like great at responding to his phone. And we know that he...
how is his phone still have battery? That's remarkable to me that his phone still has battery.
That's a great point.
The legend of Johnny Omaha continues to grow. I have people texting me that I haven't spoken to in years, just being like, is that Johnny on my television right now that are watching the like, yeah. And my response was one of the gifts that we created when Johnny was on TV in the Duquesne game. So can you imagine you're just watching the game And you just see Johnny on your TV, and you're not even like, you're just not even a fan of either of these teams. You just happen to be tuning into the tournament, and you're like, is that Johnny right there? So we were
His
worried he wasn't going to get his face time, but he finally did in,
yeah.
at the end there. And the shirts, we need to inception those shirts now. We have about 40 hours, but we need to get shirts
That's true.
of
People wearing the
that,
shirts of
of
the
people
shirt.
wearing the
Yes.
shirts,
Do
of the shirts, right? So
you think the cameramen, because I feel like they were not like round of 32 in Omaha, not a full stadium, like go crazy. The cameramen were like really locked in tonight. They weren't like doing the whole fan celebration thing. It almost like seemed like someone told them like you gotta, because first they got Johnny, then they got like some of the other guys in the shirts. Like it seems like someone cued them in that like you gotta keep this going.
you got to keep it going. If you're listening,
Hey, we'll see on Saturday. We'll see you on Saturday.
if
Three
you're
shirts in.
listening and you happen to be the video guy, the
What is
camera
it?
guy.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What's fool me three times?
Shame
I
on
don't know.
Johnny
Is that
Omaha.
the George Bush quote?
No.
You can't fool me twice. You can't fool me twice.
We can't boom again.
Can't fool me again. So we're riding with this, right? How long have we been live before I logged
You
in there?
2 minutes.
2
2 minutes.
minutes. Okay, cool. Okay, so we're doing this. This is it.
Yeah,
We're
no,
doing
we're
this.
live. Everyone, we're keeping this in,
We're
and
keeping this.
I was teasing this. I don't know if we can wait for Johnny because Johnny's not going to care about this. I'll tell him the story later. But you, if I did what my dad did during the game while watching with you, Maddie, you might have, like, what's the word I want to say? You might have lost your
Choked.
shit. But I teased this a little bit.
What did Steve do?
He had the audacity to be like, I feel a three coming
For them or for us?
for us. And
Well,
then
that's
the
not a bad
three would
thing.
hit.
That's
And then
not a
he
bad
kept
thing.
doing it. He did it four times. I was like, Dad, like you have to save your powers. Like save your powers for good, like key moments. Like I can't hear this. At the end of the game, I see him look down to his phone.
Oh my God, no.
Oh
Yes. I looked
no.
down to his phone and I
That's
caught him
so
in the act.
cruel. Oh my God,
And I learned at the end of the
Steve.
game, like it was legitimately like, I think he makes both these free throws, Terrence.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you mother, like, what the hell?
That is so mean. That's like when your dad would let you win in whatever game you were playing growing up, and you thought that you were just like, you're like, wow, I'm just better at my dad at like whatever board game I'm playing. You got duped,
I
Josh.
got duped the whole game.
You
Like,
got duped.
by the
You were.
way, save his powers. There's something called Vegas that you use those powers for if you actually have those powers.
Dude, Steve, that's pretty funny because I wasn't there and I get to hear about the story and we won, but oh man, I would have been
Bad.
peeved. But
It's funny.
thank you.
Funny when you
He
win.
said he's going to listen and is going to hear what your guys' reaction to this.
I think
And you
it's
guys
funny,
gave
Steve, but if I'm ever watching a Cowboys game with you, let's just say I'm gonna feel a
or a
Dak
Reds
intercept.
game.
I'm gonna feel a Dak interception coming here real soon. So we'll even it out, Steve.
Also, I would like to give a shout out
Right.
to Steve.
Here's
Oh,
Johnny. There he
because the
is,
game was in Boston.
connecting to
Just
audio.
thank you real quick to Steve's alma mater, BU, for hosting us in Boston.
Oh, thank you, BU. All
Yeah,
right. Where could
they
Johnny
put on
be?
a
I
great
think he's
Johnny
in an
putting on a
Uber.
great event. What, Johnny?
Yahoo, what's up,
Johnny, we're
boys?
live. Johnny, we're
Johnny,
live.
oh my.
Johnny,
It's
Johnny, we're
2
live.
a.m. in
Johnny, Omaha.
Johnnyville.
Johnny, we're live.
Guys, I mean, we just went through a war and we came out the other side. I got three words for you. You might have seen them on TV. Earmuffs for those kids watching. Let's fucking go. I can hear the
That was
voice.
awesome.
You sound like you just were screaming for the last 40 minutes. I guess 3 hours, but like war. War.
It was a battle. We
The best.
that Iowa State is exhausting. I'm
Johnny sounds like
exhausted.
he just fucking played in the game.
Johnny was in the trenches. The
Yeah,
guys are
I
like
was like, we're
celebrating in the
Hill, we're
locker
in
room, and Johnny's
Boston.
like, Johnny
Yeah.
sounds like he just went through 9 rounds with Mike Tyson and
There was
TJ Schmedium Otzelberger out there.
let's just say there were a lot of words to Courtney Green tonight. There were a lot of words. Courtney, the game isn't about you. That was said a few times. There were a few ball don't lies. I mean,
Every
if I
free
was
throw
on
he
the
took.
Iowa State side, I would have been saying ball don't lie quite a bit. But
Five
the free throws were not amazing. Where are we? How long have we been going? Like
minutes. We just told a
5
little
minutes.
story about what Steve did. I'll tell you later.
You'll
It's
listen
not.
to it. You'll listen to it
Okay,
back. You'll listen to it back.
great.
But I just wanted
Johnny,
to start the pod. Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
What was the garden like? What was the fan breakdown? Like, it seemed like it was packed.
Okay, so huge UConn fan base. Like, when I
Which
think
we don't
about
like to hear.
Omaha, I think huge Iowa State, everyone out then. There were some Illinois number two, Washington State number three, no Duquesne. Here it was so many UConn fans, then number two, Illinois, number three, Iowa State. Like, it was clear Illinois outnumbered Iowa State. There was no point during that game where Iowa State's fans were going to get involved and rattle us in any way. It was New York, Boston, all these people. Like, the UConn fans were making fun of us because we had the Sweet 16 thing on our t-shirt. They're like, "You guys care about Sweet 16s?" Like,
Hey,
we're like,
oh,
"We're
sick
just
burn!
sick
Oh my
burn, bro."
God!
Wow. I'm
Remember
like,
when we came into stores a couple seasons ago and wrecked you guys in football? Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
so by like a
Don't be an
touchdown.
immature baby.
And it's like, great. Congratulations that you have won five national championships in basketball since we've been alive. And we haven't been to the Sweet 16 in 20 years. Like, you as a UConn fan are really contributing to this. Like, congrats on your superiority. We were like five rows away from Jim Calhoun, which was crazy.
Really, not a dime
We were
back.
also very close to Shawn Evans rocking the Illini. I don't know if they showed him on TV. But
No, they only showed celebs. They only showed you.
But it was, yeah, the garden was great. It's beautiful in there. It's really nice. And I'm just that was like such a battle, a war. Like, Iowa State mucked it up. They mucked it up
They
and
did.
we got out of it. Like,
If we lose Saturday, Johnny's gonna be like, the garden is the biggest fucking dump on earth. I regret ever saying a nice word. Dude, Johnny, you gotta ice up right now. You gotta get out there in like 39 hours and go cheer as a fan again. Like you ice up, son. Go
I
fill the
know.
hotel tub up with ice. Go down to the vending machine and get a bunch of ice and ice up, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in one of those cryo chambers, just
Practicing your
gotta
Johnny,
put some
you have a
ice
classic
on.
move. Your TV move, it's like kind of a you take both of your arms and you kind of put them into fists and you kind of just go. That's your classic move right there.
It's like the strength bands.
Yeah,
We're
it's
doing
your
a really good job, like saying this
take your left
into
fist and your right
a
fist and kind of
Cross
just
them.
ring cross them together like ah.
That's pure Johnny though. Like, that's Johnny's raw emotion. Like, the reactions we got last Saturday were not was not pure Johnny. Today, like, today's reactions were pure Johnny. The let's go. That's Johnny every single time we score a bucket in a bar while he's watching by himself. Like, that is nonstop Johnny. You know that was real.
Brought the juice. You
That
brought the
was
juice.
very real. One thing that I want to talk about from being there very close was, like, we didn't have a ton of energy coming out of that second half. Iowa State, like, you knew they were going to make a run. And I don't know, looking at our body language, like, it wasn't amazing. Then Luke hit that three in the corner. And like, Brad's like smiling and like kind of moving his hands, and it just gave everyone energy. Like, that the few threes that we hit in that second half were massive. The Terrence one in the corner
Oh
where he
my
catches the
God.
ball at his ankles and then just splashes it. The Luke one where, like, he was trying to pass the ball and then just kind of realizes he's open, makes that. Like, oh
Kind of off
man,
balance.
I would love to know, like, your guys' feelings, because I felt pretty good during halftime. I felt like we left some points on the board during halftime because the
From
free
where? From
throws and
where
everything,
specifically? Yeah.
the free throw line. But then Iowa State cuts it close, and it's like, oh
But the cool thing
no.
is when we got, was it the under 12? It was still like an 8 point lead
Yes,
or
we had a nice mini run there where Iowa State had a response, then we answered back, and then it got close again. The best was when they missed that layup to tie the game up. What are
Oh, he
you
kind of finger rolled
doing?
it up. What was the figgy, the, I
That
don't know, somebody,
was.
he over finger rolled it up there or something. And he heard footsteps. There were a couple bunnies in the first half. I know we want to talk. If we're gonna talk about missed free throws, and I get it, a contested shot, a missed contested shot is different from a missed uncontested free throw. But there were about three or four bunnies in the first half that they missed that you probably should make that maybe rattled in and kind of
Yes, rip,
rolled
rimmed
in
in and
and then
out.
out. So
Yeah.
like we'll talk about free throw luck, but we'll also on the other side of it, we got a little lucky on some of those two or three or four bunnies in the first half and that layup there in the second half that absolutely should have tied the game. And they went wire to wire again, guys. Like there were no ties, there were no lead changes. And I feel like that's so huge because when you're up like the whole game and you slowly start to dwindle that lead, I feel like psychologically, even if you go down like two and there's still like 7, 8, 9 minutes left, that is such a huge shift versus just staying up two or staying up three. So for them to not go down a single moment in that game allowed for Illinois to keep that momentum because it's such a psychological switch when you go from like up three to even down two, but it's the first time that you've been down two the entire game. So that's such a shift right there.
Yeah, you saw that with Iowa State's offense. Like, they were never able to get into a rhythm. And there was that, like, one time they hit a three to make it a 2-point game, and then the immediate response back from Terrence with a three. That was like, you're not winning this game. Like, I'm sorry, you're trying to get into this game, but it's just not happening. And there were certain guys on their team who just couldn't make an impact. That one freshman European kid just,
Milan
yeah,
from
he
Wisconsin.
did
He was doing a lot
nothing for
from
them.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He's from Wisconsin. I'm not
Or
joking. I'm not. He's Mr.
Bucks.
Wisconsin
Oh,
basketball.
is he? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like last year, he was Mr. Wisconsin basketball. I'm not joking. But Johnny,
You know
he's
what?
yeah. He didn't do much.
That's two
One point.
years in a row. First Pajim, or I guess not 2 years in a row, but first Pajimski. Now this guy can't score in an
It sucks.
Illinois
Well, if we
game.
want to talk about the other, and we haven't really talked much like X's and O's. Elliot, take a drink. Damask, if we want to talk about our other Wisconsinite, they did a great job on Damask tonight. They kind of executed their game plan with the double. There were a couple times where he got out of the double in the first half where he gets the ball to Coleman and Coleman shoots it down to the paint there for the easy layup. Marcus played the entire game. He played all 40 minutes. He was 2 for 11. He was 0 for from three, right? He was 0 for 4, and I think probably three of those were wide open. Those hurt tonight. Those threes hurt tonight. We were 9 for 29. I thought we fell in love a little bit with the three, which sucks. But what's even worse is when you're missing wide open threes. Luke had a couple wide open ones. Terrence had a couple wide open ones. Marcus had a couple wide open ones. Harmon had one wide open one in the first half. Like, we're not talking about UConn yet, but you can't get away with
No.
missed wide open threes and missed free throws against UConn. So we're still talking about Iowa State.
What's
But for Illinois to get out of this game while still shooting like ass from three and still shooting like ass from the free throw line, your defense showed up tonight.
No, exactly. And I think Robert started the season talking about threes and frees because those were the one thing that we didn't know what like we saw what happened at the end of last year, and we were like, this year we need to make sure our threes and frees in lockdown. And for the entire season, I mean, like, it's been pretty solid. And when we get to a game, an Elite Eight, a Sweet 16 game, we're now in the Elite Eight. People, if you say that to yourself, you feel like really happy we're in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, we're in the Elite Eight.
But like, we're in a Sweet 16 game and we didn't win a game where we were good at either of those. That shows like how versatile this team is, where we can lock down on defense. I'm gonna say when needed, but like,
You gave up
let's just wait it.
69. I mean, that's pretty good. You gave up
Yeah,
69
I know.
to like
The
that's what
I
was
think
the over
our
under?
I don't know. Some people place bets with me since I'm in Arizona, and they bet the over. I don't know if I have to pay him out, but Tom, our recurring guest, tweeted out saying the free throw like disparity was awful for us. Like, I mean, like, just us missing the free throws. But what was even more insane was, and let me get the exact stat: Iowa State at the hoop was 11 for 25 at one point during the game. Like, that was bigger than our free throw missing, because those are
Yeah, that's
just
what I'm
quick
saying. The
math here.
bunnies.
Quick math here. Those are 2 points. Free throws are 1 point, right? Does that calculate?
Yeah, it was Jeff Borzello. Yeah, 11 for 25 on layups and dunks tonight when he tweeted that at 11:19. That's the difference. That's a bigger difference than the free throws right there,
Like,
obviously.
we could
So
have blown them out versus it being this close if we hit our free throws, but it was that them missing their easy bunnies. They weren't that easy
yeah,
because our defense was locked down.
I did think there was some good rim protection there from
Yeah.
Coleman. I thought Goody had he had one really good help defense play.
Yes.
And
We,
yeah,
sorry, sorry.
Dane was big there too. Like, that was
We'll talk about
Dane's
Dane in
going
just a
between
second.
the legs at half court, trying to go Euro step. He's trying to
Yo,
dunk
how
from the
about that
3-point
kick that
line.
they missed on that one too? That was crazy.
Okay, didn't see it on TV.
Didn't see that one for, yeah, you had a better seat in the house for that one. We didn't see that one, Johnny.
Oh, no. I'm saying when we stole the ball and when Dane was dribbling the ball, the reason why he stole it is because he kicked the ball.
Oh,
Like,
we
he
Dane kicked the
stuck out.
ball.
Dane, no, yeah. Dane stuck out his leg. That's why he got the steal.
Okay,
Like,
so it ended up
it was
for
a ball
0 points
don't
for
lie
both
sort of
teams.
things. Yeah. It was crazy. Also, was that a goaltend? Everyone seemed to think it was a
Which one?
goaltend. Near the end, I think Coleman had a layup that was kind of blocked on
They
the
didn't call a
backboard.
goaltend on it.
It did not call a
Yeah, it
goaltend.
was not a goaltend. It was definitely a block.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a block.
Yeah, no, it's weird. When you're in the stadium, you can't see those obvious bunnies, and I know the
Yeah.
exact reaction that you probably had
Yeah.
yourself.
Everyone was like, that's a goaltend. Yeah.
I think it was a good block.
Maddie talked a little about Marcus there. I think I felt the most confident in the game that we were winning. And obviously it was probably with like 3 minutes left, but like the and one by Marcus, like he had a terrible day throughout the whole season. I think it was with 4:30 left, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty
he was
positive.
Superman there.
And then
Yeah.
he just got that and one, and that was like, okay, phew. I like started to take a deep breath there. We still had 4.5 minutes of play left, but we got like to a place where it was going to be a two possession game for the like majority of the rest of the game.
Yeah, and there was a guy open in the corner, and I was like, "Oh, is he gonna pass the ball right now?" Like, we love shooting the three, and Marcus like, "No, we're just going to the hole." Takes the contact, huge bucket there. There was also another one where he just missed like one that he always makes off the
Yes.
backboard. That was like, wow. Not only is Iowa State playing great defense, but Marcus is just not fully himself. But he
Yeah, I
was the
think
only one who was like on top of his free throws.
three for
So.
three. He was the only guy who didn't miss one tonight, right? He was
What
three for three.
kept me up all week was Marcus taking care of the ball against this specific team, and the fact that we got through it is just unbelievable because
Turned
we're
it
not
over
good.
four times.
There's not another defense like this defense the rest of the season. There's great offenses that we're playing now, but there's not another defense that's like that defense.
Well, I mean, UConn is the sixth ranked defense,
They're not the
so
number one ranked defense.
I mean, but they're also the number they're now the number one ranked offense. We've fallen to two, unfortunately, guys. I hate to break the two, we've fallen to two. You're
That's
right.
because they played San Diego State.
Fine. Ooh, breaking news. The post game chair pushing celebration just dropped.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I'll give you
New hype video just
a
dropped.
live. Okay, so they stand up. Brad, they all move over one chair, push it in, and then Brad puts the towel around his head and he leaves. That was a
Did
good
they go
one.
the right direction?
Yeah, they didn't do the little switcheroo thing. They didn't do the little switcheroo. Brad took his shirt off in the squirt gun celebration. He's gonna have to get in the cold tub. He's gonna have to get in the hot tub. Yeah, you're right, Josh. You're not playing as difficult of a defense, but they're playing a much better overall team,
Yes,
obviously, on
totally.
Saturday.
But
100%.
it's like it's a less frustrating. Like we're gonna have to play a perfect game. We're gonna have to play a perfect game against UConn. But that Iowa State team was so frustrating offensively and defensively. Like them running that same action where they're basically just instructing the guys who are setting screens to fall over, so then they get called for fouls. Like how many times did that happen? And almost every time. Our guys are talking to the ref like, what am I supposed to do here? Like it's so physical, and I'm supposed to like, am I like, because if our guys go down, they might call a foul, but it might be a no call, and if it's a no call, then we have a player on the floor and it's a 4-on-3, and like they're probably gonna get a layup. And like,
Nope.
do you really think Luke Goody is strong enough to knock some of these guys over? Like, no, they're trying to get something out of the refs. And like Terrence picking up that fourth foul with what was it,
It's
11
tough.
minutes
That
left?
was
Like
tough. Yeah,
that
they
was
tried
Courtney
to.
Green inserting himself into that game.
They
It
did. Sorry,
was,
David. I mean, Johnny. At least
yeah.
there was the one where Dane got the bucket. The Iowa State player flopped, and they didn't call
Oh,
it.
yes.
I
And that
would
one,
have.
like, there was some contact.
That
Oh,
one felt
also the
like they're.
Coleman one,
Oh my
Coleman
God,
was
I knew you
set
were going
on
to
the
bring that.
charge. Coleman was
Yeah,
so set on
that's
that
tough.
charge,
That was a tough one.
and that was a reputation call against Coleman there.
You're
But
too
then
young to get that
how about
call.
the flop on Lipsy? How about that flop that they went and reviewed the flagrant and there was just so
Oh my God, I
clearly
know.
no
I mean,
contact?
wait, the one
It's
with
always
Damask where he with the elbow?
yeah.
The cylinder.
There was contact for sure.
He oh
He's in the sparingly.
I love this. He's in the cylinder. So I get it.
No, I do. I do think, like, if you're gonna call a blocking foul, don't go review it for a flagrant the other way. Like,
yeah.
Don't flip a dime on me like that.
But also Lipsy's reaction to that, like the amount of force when he grazed his face, like that's just clearly an acting job.
Is Iowa State have a theater program?
Hindsight is, I mean, probably the only good program they have. What?
We're cutting out there.
I don't want to say hindsight's 2020, but first off, Robert did call like the whole like good defense in March like facade thing. Like I think he kind of called like that we wanted Iowa State as our two seed. Second off, though, like I still kind of maintain the Big 12 has not done well in the tournament this year. They didn't play anyone in the non-con. So, like, don't get me wrong, Iowa State, fantastic defense, but I don't, like, I felt like they didn't, like, their shtick was, like, the double team. We had some turnovers against it. We had some iffy passes against it. We got out of it sometimes. Like, I didn't feel like it was the most dynamic defense I've ever seen sort of thing. Maybe that's a hindsight 2020.
They force a lot of missed free throws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they did a good job.
Yeah.
And missed open still, threes. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm like, wow, like this, you like, we got by Iowa State, this UConn defense is going to be easier. Like, I think the Big East is obviously UConn's a great team. The Big East is a great team. And I almost kind of felt like after that game, I was like, that was it. Like, that was the number one defense. Great defense. I don't know if it was like, I don't know if I felt like it was worldly, or maybe we're just playing great basketball. I don't know.
Well, what we scored, and I get it, free throws matter. We scored 72 in a season in which we averaged, what, over 80 points a game. So they held us 10 plus points under our average. Again, you could argue whether that comes from missed free throws or just good defense. We scored less points than we normally do. But if that's the best defense that we play all tournament, again, bring on UConn. And we'll review the tape on Saturday, and I might have to eat my dust on that line. But you're right. If the offense shows up on Saturday, we make the free throws, we make the threes, boys, we got a shot. But hey, guys, we have a ranked win this year.
Yeah, we do.
That's big for the committee. Was that a quad one win this evening? Is that
Quad 1A. Quad 1A. That's really big for the resume.
I think that's big. That moves us up a seed line, at least.
Yeah.
here's another little rant I have to go on. Was Danny Hurley, or
Dan Hurley. Yeah.
Danny Hurley complaining about, like, oh, we got Iowa State and Illinois in our region. First off, you don't have to play Iowa State, so you're welcome. Second off, like, we were barely a three seed. Like, you're getting a team who, you're getting one of the poor three seeds. So, like, sorry we're playing well. That's college basketball. Like, shut up. I don't. Like,
yeah. His complaints initiated with, he had to play the winner of Auburn and a national championship team, like, from last year. Like, both of the Auburn lost. So thank SDSU for that. And then SDSU was from a overrated Mountain West league in which they just had to beat Yale and whatever their 12 seed was to get to that point. Like, they had the easiest path to get to the Elite Eight out of any of the Elite Eight teams that are going to be there. There's no one that has had it easier. Let me just confirm that. Who is NC State playing?
Marquette.
Who has Marquette played? A 15 seed?
I don't know. We don't, I mean,
doesn't matter, but like, bullshit.
I agree. Well, what was funny was he kind of gave Iowa State some bulletin board material, because I want to say he said, like, you know, we got to play Illinois or Iowa State. Like, he kind of, like, he says Illinois first, and then also, like, because Josh, you had a great point in our text messages earlier. If you're UConn, who do you want to play between the two of us? And I was asking everyone, and most people said they'd probably rather play Iowa State, because you play Illinois, you might not have the best player on the court. We might That's have right. the best player on the court, Taron Shannon. And, like, we have other guys in NBA draft boards. Like you have another, like, that Iowa State team, well-coached, knows the system well, good defense. The athletes aren't there. And when you have a UConn team that has, like, multiple guys who are going to be first rounders, like, you feel pretty good. But Illinois is a team that can actually match them. So It's going to be another really fun game. We're going to have to play our A-plus game. I just want to remind Cam Spencer, you are a Rutgers Scarlet Knight. You are not a national champion. They did that last year, Cam Spencer. Congrats. Congrats on your brother being a lacrosse player who played at Northwestern. But
What is
Rutgers,
that? What is that?
We're going for the
I don't
jugular
know. It's
immediately.
personal. It's for he just like he was in like carrying himself like he's the guy and he's very good. But let's see how he plays against a Big Ten team. All right, you transferred away from our conference to the Big East. Let's bring it back to the Big Ten. Let's play some Big Ten basketball. All right.
Yeah,
you
Donovan
get
Clingan
back here,
scares
young
me a little
man.
bit. You get back
Yeah,
here.
who's what's our
Who's
defensive matchups
guarding
like?
Don?
Who are
Who's
we
guarding
putting?
7'2", 7'2" center? I mean, it's going to be Coleman and
Yeah,
Dane,
and the big
obviously,
fella. Yeah.
but that matchup does scare me a little bit.
How tall is Newton? I assume he matches up with
He's
Terrence.
6'5".
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah. They're
Okay,
good.
the vibes right now are
The no,
scared.
no, no,
The
no, no.
vibes.
We're it's more just look. We're here. I think I'm just. It's this weird dichotomy between like I am tired because I'm not up this late, but like I am extremely juiced right now. So I'm here. I'm still in it, Josh. Yeah, let's keep talking about this game because this still is special, guys. Like I just sent everyone a video of what the alma mater looks like right now and the quad, and it's just like if you're a student right now, I'm so unbelievably jealous. Like they are just on the
Beyond.
quad. They are running through the streets like. This is the shit that makes college, and this is why, aside from the engineering and the business and the psychology and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, why you go to the University of Illinois. And did I mention engineering? This is why you go to Illinois is to have experiences like this.
And Maddie, you either you or Sam texted us after we won the Duquesne game on Sunday. You're like, I'm seeing orange and blue everywhere in Chicago.
Yeah,
Like,
so
that's
cool.
the pride that we love to see when Illinois is good and when Illinois is relevant. Like, when we're good like this, we actually become like the state school that Wisconsin is, you know, where
Right.
it's like
Yeah.
people, it's like in the
And it's
conversation of everyone here.
not just Chicago. In Arizona, on every hike you see, you'll see the orange and blue. I got a text from a friend who's in Charleston. She saw people like she said 10 people in Charleston wearing orange and blue. Like it is a, we are nationwide right now and people want to show their
Prestige
homeschool, home
worldwide.
state, yeah, wide. Home state pride because like this is what Illinois basketball is supposed to be. I know this is only our fifth Elite Eight, but not many other schools can even say that. So like this is just out of this world amazing
God.
and we are worldwide.
It I was thinking back to Josh Whitman's like intro speech for Red Underwood when he hired him and he was talking about like all the like you couldn't get a seat in State Farm, well then Assembly Hall and like that was 10 years ago and if we're not careful that'll be 30 years. And I was like, first off, wait, that was like 20 years ago now. But I was like, yeah, like I feel like everything that's coming to fruition was like exactly what Josh Whitman talked about or was like exactly what he kind of realized like we needed to get back to. Like thank God we're back in the Elite Eight. Like if not for this run or like Brad's tenure, like it really could be 30 years. So it
Yeah,
just like feels so
it
good
could.
to be back on track and like kind of back where we belong, I feel
Because
like.
it was 15 years and it was dark. It
Yeah.
was really dark 5 years ago before Brad's teams broke
Oh
through.
my God.
And you know, like we had a AJ Storr, all Big Ten, goes in the transfer portal today, and everyone's like, oh, people think he's going to Illinois. Like, that's just now everyone is expecting good players to go to Illinois. This was a wasteland a few years ago. This was not a place people wanted to go to. This was not a place that people would be rocking their orange and blue for. And it's crazy just how one two people, I guess it's way more than that, but like Brad Underwood, Josh Whitman, and everyone surrounding them have like made such a huge difference in our lives.
And
And
IO.
yeah. Oh, and Io for sure. I mean, yeah. Thank you, Io. Thank you, Trent. Thank you, Kofi.
Someone
We
would
love you
argue,
all.
and by someone, I'm just looking at a tweet right now, that the 2013 team walked so that that this team could run.
2013?
TJ
Where are they
Richardson.
now? Where are they now?
Yeah, no.
That's sure. Kelsey, you got to pull this Alma cam up right now. This is crazy.
This is wild. I just saw your text.
There's
Like this.
80 people watching it, but like they're just there's no sound on it. I wish there was sound. Someone's doing pull-ups on the alma mater's arm. Get down from there, young man. But there's just people chanting, yelling, singing. Like this is awesome. This is good for these. Good for these kids right here. This is what you go to college for, right? You're not at college for the 9 a.m. tomorrow. You're at college for this right here.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, going back to the game. So there's a couple one shining moments. Johnny, I don't think your LFG is going to get into the one shining moment. I think maybe your Johnny Omaha might get into the one shining moment. The Terrence steal is an Illini play that will. What are you about to say?
Well, not just the Terrence steal, but there's a play right after, and I'm pulling it up right now because someone just posted it, where he almost got the steal right after the bucket where Iowa State put the ball in. I just sent it to you right now.
Where
he dove on the floor. He dove on the floor, and it took another second off the clock, but he just went full dive right there. I just
sent
it to you.
That was Coleman.
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't think that was Coleman
after Terrence's steal.
In the barriers. Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
He
Coleman.
Almost got the steal and just he was down there for
that is a man that wants it. I mean, I'm just watching this on loop over and over. It's a 1 second clip. I mean, he just goes full. It almost, I'm going to say almost reminded me of that play a million years ago where Dennis Rodman goes like full extension into the crowd to try to save the loose ball right there. That's a man who wants it. Coleman.
Yeah,
so.
and Coleman was great today.
He had some balls today.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Marcus doesn't have it. He's the only guy who was in double figures for most of that game. Like Coleman was he stepped up. And one thing we're afraid about with Iowa State is the turnovers. Zero turnovers for Coleman Hawkins today. Like he was a man for the most part. Like he missed some free throws. Everyone missed some free throws, but that was a gritty, tough performance from him, and I'm very proud because that's a really tough defense. And like both of those threes were just like we needed those. One of those like off the inbounds, it was
the
awesome.
One he took from 30 feet in the first half. That
yeah,
kind of bounced for him and had a shot. Like okay,
yes.
We tried that one. But yeah, if you told me that your second leading scorer would be Coleman with 12 points and that Terrence would be on the bench with four fouls with 10 minutes left, I'd probably be a little bit concerned, right?
Jeez. Terrence scored 29 points in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
and
insane.
He still missed five free throws
yeah.
and six threes and nine field goals overall. Like, that's wild right there that he put up those numbers. I mean, he put up like 16 in the first half of the first half or something like that. I'm probably messing those statistics up. And then he kind of sat for a while, especially in the second half. But if you told me that, 12 was going to be your second leading scorer and that Terrence would only play 22 minutes, here's the bright side. Terrence is fresh for Saturday.
Yeah.
Terrence played
half
the game. He only played
Thank
22
you, Courtney
minutes.
Green.
Cough, so is UConn, but uncough.
Hey, some of those guys played heavier minutes than 20.
Might want to go to a doctor, get that checked out, Josh.
Nice.
That cough of yours.
Nice.
I mean, Newton played 32 minutes, Spencer 32 minutes, Castle 28, Carabin 31. Like, hey, I hope they're getting their rest because they're going to need it. They're going to need it. We're going to see who the number one offense is on Saturday.
The battle for the number one offense is on.
Yes. And guys, question for you. When Brad is describing a player, what's like the adjective that he uses? Josh?
Elite. Elite is the word he uses to describe
elite.
Every single thing.
And,
from Tajon Lucas's passing to Coleman Hawkins's grit to Taryn Shannon's tenacity to
I love Mad Libs.
Matich Vasile's vision.
Yeah.
I love
I'm
going to
do
Mad
I'm going to do a I'm going to name a player
elite
you guys tell me
eight,
you tell me his
yeah.
quality. Let's go with Mark Alstork.
Played for Illinois for one season.
He's elite. It's quality
fouling,
basketball.
Fouling unnecessarily.
With 0.1 seconds
DeMonte.
Left.
He's an elite
Stare down.
Defensive player. Elite at throwing the ball off of someone else's nuts.
All right, that was good enough.
Yeah.
So So what's the point we're trying to make here, anyways, about Brad describing his players?
So Maddie, what was that adjective again?
Elite.
And what round are we in?
Oh,
That took
eight.
a while for you to
Yeah.
connect. I
Yeah.
mean, never said I was the brightest guy on the podcast. Never, never
Yeah.
advertised that.
Brains are mush right now.
My brain
Okay,
is mush.
we're
Well, because I'm not thinking about it as the Elite Eight. I'm thinking about it as the opportunity. This is so stupid.
This is the
The
dumbest thing you've
opportunity.
said
This
in
is
our
the dumbest thing I'll ever
podcast.
say. Opportunity to go to the fucking Final Four. Like in my
Yes.
head, I'm like, we win one game, we go to the Final Four. That's what every college basketball pundit and fan talks about from the third week in October is the road to the Final Four, right? You are one game away from that right there. So that was the first thing that popped in my mind. Not we made the elite. This is absurd. This is so stupid. We're one game away from the Final Four, and that's the best way I can describe
That's
it.
just a fact. That's a fact. Okay.
And not to look ahead, but honestly, if you win this game on
Oh
Saturday,
my God, Johnny. Oh no,
you're
Johnny.
basically playing for the national championship. Like Clemson, Alabama in the like you're favored in that game. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna
Yeah, you know
say
who else is favored?
is
North Carolina versus Bama and Arizona versus Clemson.
and UConn on Saturday.
but I'm just saying, like, if you can beat UConn, I'll take my chances against Bama or Clemson. Bama, Clemson, what is this, the college football playoff? Like, come on.
But I'm bumped. Got him. Nick Saban is
Yeah.
quaking and his Dabo Sweeney
Yeah.
is shaking his
Yes.
fist right now at this NIL money that these kids are making for making it so far into the Elite Eight right there. Johnny, if you're that convinced, go book a flight to Arizona.
Okay.
Probably already has.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's yeah. I mean, yes, we're good on the flight
Did
situation.
you wait? Did you already?
No. But
You just have one on hold that's like
the
canceled.
plan is to book it before the game, before the UConn game,
And
and
then
then
cancel it
you have a
if some
24-hour
unexpected,
cancellation.
yeah.
Yeah.
Something
Like if
unexpected
that would be like,
happens.
that'd be like,
An
yeah, like if
unexpected
something really
emergency
crazy.
happens. The emergency is an Illinois loss. Okay. That's an emergency. Okay. You know what?
That is
I
an
might be going to the
emergency.
hospital. Definitely an emergency.
We talked about Josh's viewing experience with his father. We talked about Johnny's viewing experience. The bar was on fire tonight, Sam. Let's talk about. But I know it's a work night, it's a school night, but that did not stop the patrons at Finley Dunn's from imbibing right there. Let's just say, shout out Tyler. Tyler, I hope you had a blast. That was so much fun hanging out with you. I appreciate you coming out. We had Tyler that watched the game with us. It was awesome getting to watch with Tyler. It was awesome getting to watch with everyone. People were locked in. People were like really, really intently. I don't think I've ever watched a game at a bar like that where you have the entire bar actually locked in. Like it wasn't like that for the Duquesne game. It wasn't really like that for the Big Ten tournament. Usually when you go to the bar to watch a sporting event, the people are there that don't really care that much, or maybe there's like three or four different games on. I like lifted my head up at various points down the stretch just to look up, and just like the entire bar was like so locked in. And there's someone who's listening to this who's been watching games at bars for 40 years and was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But this felt different, right? This was an Illini bar, and everyone was locked in on that game down the stretch. So it was really cool to see that. So I expect that again Saturday night. I mean, it was packed 2 hours before the game. So if you're planning on going to Finley's to 5:09 start, you might
That's
want
a
to camp
noon
out.
arrival time at the news.
You might want to camp out
No,
before.
but like I saw the videos from the bar tonight. It looked absolutely insane. I couldn't have been more jealous. The only other place I'd rather be is Boston, and then also with my dad ruining the game for me. But like you don't like there's other bars in the city in which you don't get that atmosphere. Like you're just people who have shown up like just for the Elite Eight or for the Sweet 16. Yes, the bar Finley Dunn's wasn't extremely packed, like throughout the entire season. It slowly and gradually got more and more crowded. But guess what? All those people that were at the bar today, I'm not saying it's on us whatsoever. I would never say on us, but there's a good majority of them who are coming because they follow the boardroom and listen to this podcast. And that is the people that you want to be watching the game with. They are all locked in Illini fans and they've been with this team through the start. So it's great to hear that everyone was locked in throughout the whole game.
I had people come up to me and ask
Oh,
me
wow, we're famous.
who was tweeting about the shirts. Yeah, well, I mean, no big deal. I had people asking me, you know, and I'm like, no, it wasn't me that tweeted it, but yeah, I'm part of the show. And I was like, so how'd you guys hear about this bar? I'm like casually asking as many people as I can. So good job, boys.
But
turns
yeah,
out that
it
word
is.
of mouth word of mouth is working a little bit. So if you have not been to Finley Dunn's yet and you're an Illinois fan and you're in the Chicagoland area, this is your game. Saturday, there's no excuse. It's a 5 o'clock game. It's not a 10-10 local time start. This is your game to come out. But if you plan on coming, you're going to want to come early because it was slammed 90 minutes before tip.
The atmosphere you guys are describing kind of reminds me of like a playoff baseball game, you know, where it's like during the regular season, you know, people are kind of walking around, not super locked in. But then, like, during a playoff baseball game, two strikes, everybody's clapping, like, energy is there. That's the way it seemed like with you guys, where it's like everyone who's there is just so there to watch Illinois play, locked in on this team. And like, when things are going well, the bar is awesome. Like,
It was awesome.
That's great. And you know what else I love too is, like, I don't know, like we talked about, like, how it's a big deal. Illinois is like back in the conversation. This is also the time where people who like want to get on the bandwagon, it's happened before. And every time we miss on that opportunity, and people are like, oh yeah, they never show up for the big games. This was a big game we actually showed up for. And now people's taste in their mouth is like, Illinois is a good team. Like, and another opportunity on Saturday to show the nation, like, yeah, this Illinois team is legit. Like, I don't know. I like Illinois. Like, that's the opportunity that we have here is to win over so many people. But it is funny, when I was at the game, there were a decent amount of people who were just like from Boston and going to just like watch really good college basketball games, which at first I was like, oh, that's great. Like, if it was in Chicago, maybe I'd want to go. And then we're like at watching the UConn game, and I don't know, someone hits a three, and the person next to me had already told me, like, yeah, like, we're just here for the games, whatever. And then the guy's like putting his arms up for the three and getting all excited, and I was like, can you just leave? Like, you have no investment in this game right now. Like, you're just like, oh, the three ball went in. Like, in acting like he's almost like a faux UConn fan. And I was like, I honestly would rather be around Iowa State fans right now who are going to live and die by this. But that was just me getting into war mode. But
dude's going to have PTSD
people.
Coming home from.
But that's
we're
gonna
have to give
the
heroes
like,
welcome.
But to land the plane there, that's what's awesome about like a place like Dunn's, is like there's a lot of people who are truly just invested on this Illinois team, and to be surrounded by that, like, you feel like you're at a game. And just when you win those games and ringing the bell and just seeing the amount of people there, like,
it was
just
awesome,
incredible.
Obviously, there were like ILL, I chants throughout the entire time, but there was one moment towards the end of the game where it was the crowd in Boston going ILL and then the bar going
cool.
I. And that was a really cool moment right there with an ILL, I chant there. That was a really awesome moment there with like 30 seconds left. So it was a good place to watch a basketball.
That was great
game.
Inside, and it was like, we're actually going to win this game. Like, that's kind of when everyone realized, like, the math is working out. We're like, we're probably going to win this game. Now let's make it heard who we are. Oh man, that was special.
It does suck that the turnaround is so quick. Like, it was fun after the Sweet 16 that I got to just gloat for 4 or 5 days. And if we win on Saturday, like, we get to gloat for an entire week. So if you're listening to this and guys, like, soak this shit up for the next 39 hours, right? Like, live in it. This is a wonderful moment right now. We don't know how long it's going to last for. This is a core memory for a lot of Illinois fans, for all of us right now. And even if it ends in a day and a half from now, you want to soak up as much of it as possible. So it sucks that there's such a quick turnaround. So let's live in it now.
And you know what's going to be so much fun is Friday night watching those games. Creighton, Tennessee is going to be such a good game. We've waited for so long to just enjoy March Madness and be like, yeah, our team's still in, like, all this stuff. Like, I have no jealousy watching those games. I'm not like, why can't that be us? It's like, let's watch Ryan Kalkbrenner play Dalton Connect. Like, that's going to be so much fun. And like, hey, if Purdue wins, it's like, great, join us in the Elite Eight. Like, took you guys long enough. Like,
this we're going to have
they
tryouts.
Didn't choose when.
Yeah, we're going to have tryouts.
Who wants to join us?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, Purdue Gonzaga is going to be a war tomorrow. That should be an interesting game right there of who wants it less. Which program doesn't want to win a national championship and keeps trying to do so. So that'll be a war right there, but you truly get to enjoy it. And we're the first game on Saturday too. So if the thing were to happen on Saturday, then I mean, that's a Saturday night, Johnny, and for all of us, but for you in Boston right there, like that is going to be a Saturday night right there. If we win, that game is over at 7:30.
Yeah, and I could only imagine the vibes that every Illini fan's Easter Sunday celebration with their family if Illinois is going to the Final Four. Like, that's just, like, that's probably the only thing that anyone's family is going to be talking about. And that's just going to be like, oh, yeah, like, are we going to Phoenix, this and that? Like, I mean, what's great, too, is people were kind of, like, back and forth in terms of, Maddie, what's...
You don't see it, John? I mean, just keep
this
talking.
This is like WWE when someone makes like a surprise entrance.
Oh no, I don't see it. But let's get him. Let's pass him the rock.
Robert, wait, there he is, Robert. We're going to the Elite Eight.
Here.
Oh my!
What's happening?
That's your out of any words that you could have given us.
I
it's
go
just
with
a,
what's
up.
Happening?
It's
my parents weird. Already have like a weird interpretation of our relationship, Robert. Like, what's
Yeah, I just got to my hotel room.
Yeah, guys, if you can't tell, I just sent him a text. Join, we're winding down.
Well, now we're not winding down. Get comfortable, everyone.
I don't have a voice, but I didn't cheer. Like, I couldn't cheer. I didn't cheer once. My voice is lost from yelling at the bar beforehand. Like, I'm that guy when the music is loud, I have to be like, and then we get, and if we can get to the rim, then we should.
So there he goes.
And I don't have a voice. And I didn't cheer a single time because I was wearing my credential.
Can you say the four words like, we're going? Oh, wait, it's five words. To
the Elite Eight?
Yeah. It feels really good, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I've been nonstop for the last hour texting. Like, Martin O'Donnell called me from his hotel room just to be like, is this really happening? So I'm like taking calls. I'm texting people. It's hard to really wrap our brain around the biggest win in 20 years. Like, it's the single biggest Illini basketball win since 2005. Regular season, postseason, everything else. And so much just died, right? Brett Underwood can't get – nope, he's not in the Elite Eight. Illinois can't beat a higher – nope, nope, just did that. You know, like, everything that's been missing is back.
I love Sam's little giggle there.
I'm so
destroying every
– I'm so glad Twitter. When we did the podcast from the car that I took the angle that I did.
Yeah.
Because now – like we're three wins away from that. Win three basketball games. Like it could happen. It
we're
could
halfway
legitimately
done.
Happen.
Well, it's kind of crazy.
Maddie said that earlier in the podcast where he's like, everything that Robert said has been right so far. Like,
and Robert, what did you say about Iowa State in our original podcast? You were like,
that was the team I wanted in the yeah. 16. Yes. When they were putting the brackets up in Minnesota on the big screen, I'm like, come on, Iowa State, Iowa State, Iowa State, Iowa State, Iowa State. Boom, we get Iowa State.
Got Iowa State. We got Duquesne, which you were like, everyone's complaining about BYU. We're playing Duquesne.
That was you, Johnny. That was you.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
Johnny, my friend Kathy sent me another screen cap, or she was just taking pictures. I guess you're not Johnny Omaha anymore. Now you're Johnny Boston. Getting some more screen time tonight?
Johnny Mass.
Yeah, yeah. I just sent you a video, Robert. Just watch it and read my lips, okay?
Okay, hold on. I don't. This isn't going to, like, play on the thing, right?
No, no, no.
I believe that was an LFG there, Johnny?
Yes, yes, it was.
Was that you on TV? When did you,
Robert,
did you
we're way past the Robert, we're way past the mark of the explicitive.
Okay. Is that a let's fucking go, Johnny?
Yes, yes.
It's not a okay, lasagna for the e garden.
Since the E is up, oh God, there's probably somebody like, I'm leaning in and there's probably someone, there's like a headboard on the other side of this paper thin wall here with somebody in that room like hating me right
I
now.
I really hope it's an Iowa State fan.
But my friend Brent keeps, like, after I ended my podcast bit when we were all given our predictions and I went with the major league quote, that's all I have texted back and forth with my friend Brent. Like, after the game, he sends me, win the whole fucking thing. And I send it back to him. And we've bounced that back and forth now for a week and a half, and it's still going. We're one of eight teams who could win the national title.
That's how you talked about with the article, right? Where it's like, it's going to be either the Diamondbacks or the Padres, yes, or the
exactly,
Rangers. Like,
exactly.
It's going to be either Clemson,
Alabama,
or Illinois, right?
Yes.
Like, that's how that's how we get to look at that right,
yes,
now. And I do the exact same thing, Robert. When I read that, I was like, oh, I do that too. I'll read,
yeah,
I'll be like, one of these four teams will be the champion. Like,
yes.
Ooh. And I'll say them out loud. I'm like, which one sounds,
yes,
right? Which one rolls? Oh, could it be the... Could it be the Rangers, right? It could be Illinois, right?
Yes.
Could,
yes,
win. I don't even want to say it out
loud. If some crazy stuff happens tomorrow, we could.
Right, it is tomorrow.
You know, like tomorrow. In those games, if some more Alabama Clemson stuff were to happen, then if we beat UConn, we could start like legitimately talking. Like, oh, we just beat number one. Maybe we're the favorite, you know? Like, it doesn't scare me to say these things. That's the nutty thing. You get this far, you don't have to worry about it, you know? Like,
Robert,
I have people who haven't been in my mentions for quite some time. When they cut it to two, I went back to trips dehydrated. I'm sweating. I'm walking around the tunnel. I went, got a drink of water, checked my phone real quick. And some people who hadn't reached out, who like are regular trolls in my mentions, who hadn't been there for like 3 weeks since maybe the Penn State game or something. Or, you know, I just flipped through my phone. There's a whole bunch of like, game's already over. We know what happens now and all this stuff. And it's like, for those people to be like, guys, I'm sorry you haven't been able to say that for 3 weeks, but this wasn't the game to say it either. You know, the fact that those people are dying to just waiting for a moment where they can maybe say, oh, I called it. You know, that makes it even sweeter.
I told you that number one offense was just a lie. Like, hey,
yes,
I told,
yes,
you. Like,
yes,
congrats.
But
and yes, our offense didn't play great
holding
today.
On to like the tiniest morsel of a take of like, yeah, we knew this would happen. But we only beat Duquesne. This really wasn't a good season. You know, all of that is just dying, dying, dying.
Robert, one thing that I love of the theory of yours is like kind of comparing like tournament games to the game of war, the card game,
yes,
where it's like everyone has certain cards in their deck and the really good teams have mostly face card, but occasionally they play a six and the other team plays a seven. And because that team played their A+ game and the other team just kind of had a clunker. How would you define tonight's game as?
Well, first, UConn burned an ace.
Yeah,
so,
which we love that.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
if
so,
you look at their last 10 tournament games, they've pulled quite a few aces. Their deck is pretty stacked.
They only have
10
to
tournament
eight.
Games, they've played a 5 seed, a 9 seed, an 8 seed, a 5 seed, a 5 seed, a 13, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
is the 3 seed going to be the toughest seed that they've played in this
I believe
run?
It will be their,
yeah,
toughest game in the last year or this year.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Fair enough.
No wonder. No wonder Dan Hurley was upset. They put a 3 seed in UConn's region.
But I think we played our 10 and beat Iowa State with an 8. I think that's what I would say this game was. I don't think we played a face card, but we got at least a 10. And I think Iowa State, you know, especially with their struggles on offense, they played maybe an 8.
I mean, Vegas had the over under at 72.5 points for us.
And we had
72. 72. So that's basically your number one offense against the number one defense played about as expected as you did, to
Yes.
almost further the point that, like, you pretty
Yeah.
much have a number one offense. And if you made more free throws,
Yes,
which
and
was like uncharacteristic,
we feared that threes and freeze thing, for a while. So to have
I
a
brought it
free
up
throw.
earlier. I was like, this is what Robert had, and we had a different type of game plan for today. And we didn't need the threes and freeze. Question, Mr. Oracle, the Terrence pick six at the end of the game,
Pick six.
where does that rank? Like Darren step back three, Darren
Yeah.
three to tie. Where does that rank?
It's up there. It's all I've discussed in texts with friends because it's I want to read a friend, read a text from my friend Eric, the keeper of the stats. I've seen that exact tourney game so many times in my life. Austin Peay, Villanova, Tulsa, Georgetown, Chattanooga,
Oh my God.
Washington, Vatek. Second half lead, phantom fouls, turnovers, missed free throws. We always lose that game. But the difference in this game was the Shannon three and dunk, or steal and dunk. Like that's the moment. Like Virginia Tech had that late steal to seal the game. We have had all these moments where close game late, hell, North Carolina, close game late, we force a miss and the guy underhand tips it in somehow. All those moments have gone against us. So to have the opposite, yeah, it's a top five Illinois basketball moment for me. It's
And
since I was dying inside.
Robert, number three, right? Third time ever we've beaten a
A
higher
higher
ranked seed.
yep
That's a
yep
big deal. That's a
yes
big
And the
deal.
other two were a five beating a four and a nine beating an eight. So that beating a two seed, that's significant. It's just there's just so many different things going on of like, one person will text me like, this is what we've always been waiting for on the 3-2 line. Like we've been waiting for these moments to run through that instead of the top of the bracket. I'm like, oh yeah, that. And then somebody else will text me like, oh, we finally knocked off the beating a higher seed. And someone else will text me like, like the late game heroics went our way this time and all that stuff. And what's another thing I wrote this season about, like, there's those games we play in our heads, and I know every Iowa State fan was thinking it, where they're down 10 or down 13 in the first half. Got a 10, they cut it to 2, they cut it to 2, they got a breakaway layup for the tie. When they miss that bunny, every Iowa State fan had that moment of like, dear God, all this, and we have a shot to tie and we blow it, we're not going to win this game. And they never got the lead.
They are going to be thinking about that forever. That is our version of RJ hanging on the rim. You have
Yes.
an opportunity. What were
We
we
had cut
down
it to
four? Down
four.
two, cut it down to four. Opportunity to get back in the game. And obviously, little apples and oranges, but it's moments like that where you're like, it's just not meant to be. If the ref is calling that and then admitting to Brad 10 seconds later that he got the wrong call. Yes, I'm still salty about the fact that he literally admitted that he got the wrong call when he couldn't have just reversed it. It's moments like that where you're like, it's just not our night. It was 11 for 25 on layups and dunks, and that personified that entire statistic right there.
Yeah, it was I mean, it's just so like it's I tweeted before the game how surreal it was just trying to capture it all. Like I went to dinner with beforehand with people and we're just talking about different eras and when people were students. And it's just hard to capture like that this we're actually in the Elite Eight, Like your guys' generation, you had zero tournament games, And not only now do we have four tournaments in a row, would be five if not for COVID. Now we have an Elite Eight to add to the two Big Ten tournament titles, one Big Ten. Like the 20s belong to the Illini. It's very, very real. It's just, it blows your, it's surreal, is what it is.
A good
Yeah.
adjective.
Robert, I felt that way when I was packing to fly to Boston, where it's you're putting all your Illini gear in. I'm like, wow, like, I don't know. I've traveled and driven down for so many games that were so much less of like importance. And now we're actually traveling for a chance to play in the Elite Eight. And now we're playing for a game to play in the Final Four. Like, this is, we've been waiting for this for so long, it doesn't feel real. And
When
it actually is real. And we're
I was
in
talking
an
to
era
Martin on
right
the
now.
phone, we were having that. Martin got to go, he got to play in the Rose Bowl and this and that, and he got to be there as a student for 05, and he knew those guys. But since he and I have known each other, which is 10, 12 years, and we text a lot, and we always we'd get together after games and this and that. Like, he and I have had a ton of these conversations of like, you know how long it's been since we had these moments. So, it's just good for me to be talking to all these people or to talk to you guys. I told the story tonight of like somebody was asking at the bar after you guys left, like, how did we all meet? And I'm like, well, this won't end well for Illinois game. And I told him the whole story. I told him the whole, like,
Oh.
when you guys met up with me in Michigan, the Cam story, all that stuff. I told him, like, calling Josh and saying, hey, you guys want to join Carmen and I at the Michigan State game? And Josh saying, like, yeah,
Yeah,
why?
well, just for the record, you said, do you want me to pay for a hotel room?
Yes.
Which is not the most
Wait.
ideal text to send,
No
but
questions asked. No
Yes.
questions.
I said yes right away.
I said
Yes.
no. I said I need no details. I have
And
no
then you all
additional
got on a, like,
questions.
a group text with each other, like, are we joining a cult? What's happening here? Like,
I was ready to jump in. I was ready to jump in immediately. No questions asked.
We went to the October 19th game. Like, there
Yeah.
was, wait,
Or
wait. 10, 12,
October 12th,
19.
19.
10,
October
October
12th,
19.
19.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
But
because
the,
that's the real like beauty and context of the story, right? Is that text was sent, hey, do you want to let's go to this
find
game
it.
right after the October 12th,
Yes.
2019 game, where
Yes.
it's like this big moment supposed to happen and Illinois just completely lets us down. And then
And then
Robert
what happens
tweets
that
like,
following Saturday?
yes, no, but before that,
Bowling.
but before that, you tweet like, hey, when this stuff happens, like the, and I think it was after the Eastern Michigan, for whatever reason, I just like lean in harder to this
Yes.
fandom. And
Yep.
like, we have this conversation at Michigan or at Cam's after the Michigan game. And you would just tell like, we were just so ready for it. And like, we're kind of just, we had this moment built up, built up, built up, and it just didn't happen. And you could sense like, these are my sort of people. And you're like, hey, let's do it. And then 5 days later,
Hell yeah.
or I guess a week later, then the
We
game
beat
actually
Wisconsin.
happens. We beat
Then
Wisconsin.
then we win four games in a row, and then we're all there in the corner celebrating.
But like, we had already agreed to go to that
Yeah.
Michigan State game
Yes.
when the season feels like it's over and we've just
Yes.
lost this huge game. Like,
Yep.
that's the beauty of it, of being a fan of this team, is
Hell yeah.
like,
Yep.
you don't quit this team because they do reward you. It just takes a lot of time
Yes.
and for a
Yeah.
lot of
What does
people.
Antonio say? Like the best wine is from the grapes
Oh,
that.
yes,
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
This is a
Reap the
grapes
fruit.
moment.
That's from Jack. Yes. Reap the Oh
fruit.
yeah, Jack.
This is a grapes moment. This is absolutely a reap the fruit moment right here, no doubt. Right? This wine
I'm going
tastes
to text
sweet.
that to Antonio right now.
This is the this is an Elite Eight. It's out of the southern region of Massachusetts. These where these grapes were grown with an
Yes.
opportunity to get down to a vineyard there in Arizona.
Yeah, little pit
Wait,
stop
quickly
in Martha's Vineyard here.
tell Robert how Tyler was at the bar tonight.
Oh, Tyler was awesome. I mean,
Really?
he's just like us, where he's just like yelling and screaming and swearing and just is in disbelief when we're shooting 40% from the free throw line. Like, if I want to extrapolate out what I will look like as a fan in my later years, Johnny will be Carmen. I don't know if I quite can get to that level of Carmen, but I think I'll be Tyler, right? I'll be Tyler and Sam maybe somewhere in the middle, right? Like, so that was fantastic to watch with Tyler. I think he I hope he had a good time tonight, but
He already texted
Tyler,
me that he had a great time tonight. Yep.
he's such a I always like think of him as such a nice guy, and then like it's like seeing like your your parents upset, like when like someone misses a free throw and he's like, fuck, squeeze the fucking ball. I'm like, oh shit, like
am I in trouble? Did I do something wrong when Dane turned it over? Did I do something wrong?
It's what Josh just texted me a screen cap of the text for me. What would you guys think of joining me for the Michigan State game in November? his reaction was, this is a fantastic idea. There's no need to pay for a hotel room for us. But I feel like there's a catch. Mark, what is happening? Why are we doing this? Because Illini fandom is exactly this.
The Holiday Inn Express in Lansing. Top 10 waffle bar in the Midwest right there. Josh had that waffle bar machine down.
That was a great waffle bar
right there. So, boys, we got a game in like 30. The game is tomorrow, by the way. The game is tomorrow.
2:14 a.m. at this
point. The game is tomorrow. Robert, you got to do writing.
Oh, yeah, I have to write. It's going to be at least 3 hours. I won't be to sleep till at least 5.
Should we let you go write?
I mean, I probably should. I just gave all my takes away, but
we'll let you go.
He's
right.
He's running on Duncan.
All right. I'll make the early exit because it's more.
Well, let's wind this thing down, Robert. Give us the last word. We're making the Elite Eight. We're in the Elite Eight. Contextualize it for fans like me and everyone who's listening. You're probably listening to this in the day between the Elite Eight and the Final Four, between yesterday and today. You know what I'm saying, guys. Robert, I am so delusional at this point.
I can do it.
That I'm giving it up to you.
I can do it. Clearing the throat. Ready? We just won the biggest Illinois basketball game in 19 years. And we have an opportunity to win one of the biggest Illinois basketball games ever on Saturday. Ever. Like, top three, top five game ever sits on the doorstep.
Right there for us. It's right there for us. Josh, you brought us in. Do the honors. Take us home.
ILL.